operator has a science project coming up, science fair project. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting there going, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Should I make a volcano? Should I, you know, what do you do for a science project?
What did you do for your science project when you were in school?
I didn't do one. I was.
What? You have to.
No, you don't have to. You just don't go to school that day.
Oh.
So I really didn't. I didn't practice that. I came up with an idea, but it never came across. I didn't do anything. So
our school, you had to have a science fair project. And if you didn't, you got like an F for science. And it was a big deal. Like you had to do something.
What did you do?
My parents rented an incubator and I hatched chickens. And one of them turned out to be a rooster. And we found out the hard way. We were like, think about it. I'm like living in Brooklyn, right? And I'm asleep in bed. And all of a sudden, one morning I hear...
No.
Yep. There was a rooster in my basement. I was like, oh my God, I had a boy.
No.
Yeah. So I had and they stunk, like the chickens stunk. But, you know, I did well. I think I didn't win, but I came in like second. Think about that. I hatched chickens and I came in second place in Brooklyn.
I gave life.
I gave life to chickens.
Come on.
And then we gave them to the Long Island Game Farm because they let them live out their little chicken lives. They don't slaughter them. They don't, it's a no kill place. And it's a farm. It's a game farm where kids can come and they, you know, look, chickens.
They took your dog too.
He's upstate at an old man home.
We don't kill chickens here.
No, they don't. I would have never done it. But and David Seeley, by the way, is probably going to comment on this because he is somebody that remember from Little Shelter,
right?
So he's an animal advocate and an animal lover like we are. So just no chickens and no roosters were harmed in the making of Cooper's story. Children of this story.
I wonder, he probably gets calls for people saying, will you take a chicken?
Of course.
I can't imagine how many calls he gets for people that want to take rabbits. That's probably all day long, you know, around Easter. But I can imagine I don't have any place for my iguana anymore. Will you take the iguana? I bet they get calls like that all the time.
I'm sure he has an iguana guy. I'm sure he's like, I won't take him, but I know this guy, Mike. Mike will take your iguana.
So he, this should be interesting for him because I remember his place where he had cats.
Remember Vampire Kitty?
They had Vampire Kitty, but they had kitties everywhere.
Yeah, what was it called? The Catorium?
Yeah.
What was it called? The Catastrophe? It had some cute little like...
Littered with cats.
Cataclysm.
Yeah, cats everywhere. You turn around, there's a cat. You look over here, there's a cat. Just, if you want a cat, that's the place to go.
The cattery.
Go there and find your next cat. So going back to the science fair project with the six-year-old, she wanted to find out how many things does the cat butt touch in your house? So if you look at a cat, when a cat walks around, their tails are up and you can't not notice that the butt's right there.
Right.
So how many parts of your house does your cat butt touch?
That's a great science question.
So I don't know if I want to know. That's the thing.
Well, let's see. Definitely the couch, chairs, your bed. Their bed, the litter box,
the walls, the dog,
right?
You know, so what they put non-toxic lipstick on the cat's butt.
I'd like to see that. Okay.
Come here, kitty.
Puck her up. No other way.
So then you could keep track of where that lipstick showed up around the house.
It's brilliant.
So cats with long or short medium hair didn't make any contact with hard or soft surfaces, but there were smears of lipstick on soft surfaces like the bed.
Right.
So the good news is the cat isn't dragging their butt all over the house, but they're probably dragging their butt on your bed.
On your bed. And I've seen video of people, they have video of themselves sleeping. They would just, I've just seen this. It's like a TikTok trend. And when they have cats, you see the cat on the bed on the pillows, on their heads. Like the cat, at some point, the cat is like on their face, you know, there's a cat on you at any given moment.
Sometimes they go to socks, shoes, and all over the carpet, you'll see cat butt prints. So that's the one place where you'll see cat butt prints is on the floor, on the carpet, on your shoes, and on your socks.
Thank God no one's put lipstick on my butt. You don't want to see where it's been.
I wonder if you put it on dogs' butts, what you would find.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. I think dogs go more places than cats do.
See, that's what you should do. You should put something that glows on a blue light, and you just put blue light and see where the dog butt touches.
No, because I'd move out of my house. If I really knew, like if I really think about all the places my dog's butt has been, I don't think I could function.
Yeah, if the cat butt was on your pillow, if you knew that, and you sleep there, it's best that you just don't know.
Yeah, it's best that you, if you think I'm a germaphobe now, I mean, I would literally be the girl in the plastic bubble. I would forget it. It would just, I would never leave my house. I would be cleaning constantly.